Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oregon survives another one, 37-34 over Boise State down in Autzen Stadium. And it was a game that similar and different in the ugliness and the uneasiness that fans left Autzen Stadium with on Saturday night then to week one against the Idaho Vandals, where it was a lot of self-inflicted wounds and a lot of what ifs that Oregon fans are looking back on that game against Boise State saying, you know, if it goes, if you do the X, Y, and Z, a game looks totally different. But the reality of it is right now with Oregon, they're not doing those things that to pull away, to separate, or to play those clean games where these impressive wins that people are expecting will happen. Right now, I said it, they're flirting with disaster but finding success.
Yeah. It's always better to learn and wins.
Yeah.
But the F around and find out index is spiking. And we said this on Friday. Do they have to cover? No. But it was more of the style of that they handle the game with. And they did not handle the game. No. The game handled them.
Yeah.
For, 58 minutes?
You had, I thought the second half, the offense played far better. But again, there was the self-inflicted wounds that made you
That's what I mean.
Step back and go, whoa.
Outside of the final drive where they marched down to kick the field goal, did it feel like they ever had both hands on the wheel?
Yes, right before the fumble of Patrick Herbert.
But that's what I mean. Like there was the line of consistent control.
Yeah.
Didn't happen until the final drive.
And this is where it comes down to. I mean, think about how this played out, right? They came out and it was very apparent early in that game. Will Stein and the Oregon offense wanted to establish a run game. They were running the football, whether it was first down or third and long, right? They were running the football to the chagrin of fans in the stadium. But that was what they were going to try to do, is establish their identity and run the ball. And the level of success that they had in the first half was not great, especially when you look at total yards because of more breakdowns in protection. Mm-hmm. And Dillon Gabriel gets sacked a few times in that first half. The second half, we saw a change in the execution and the level of execution offensively. You go into the break down 20-14, and there is a lot of unrest and uneasiness, especially with the way that the half ended, right? Where Boise gets a field goal on their final drive of the game to make it 20-14. And you're saying we're down a touchdown now, and Boise gets the ball back. The middle eight, again, you know, where Oregon has thrived and Dan Lanning has made it a hallmark and something that he put his foot down and said, we're really good in the middle eight all last season. Middle eight, they were not great at to start that first or the last 4 minutes of that first half. They come out in the second half, though. Defense holds. They do a really good job bottling up Genty. And really, that first half, I thought they did a good job bottling up Ashton Genty as well. But you force a punt, and then your offense comes out, and they march down the field, and you get a 59-yard touchdown strike from Dillon Gabriel mm-hmm. to Trayshawn Holden.
All on a slant, all because that's where you saw the talent show.
You saw deep shots being taken, but they were running the football far more effectively. Yeah. At that point, right, Oregon now has tied the game up. You miss an extra point, and everybody's like, oh, my gosh. Atticus Appington, by the way, is absolutely nails when it comes to extra points. But again, it's like Murphy's Law, right? If it can't go wrong, it will go wrong. So you're sitting there at 20-20. Defense goes, holds a three and out. Okay, your offense comes out, they sputter a little bit. I think a penalty on that drive kind of put them behind the sticks. And then the defense comes back out, and Tez Johnson returns a punt for a touchdown. All of a sudden, you're looking at what was a six-point deficit at the half. You're up seven now, and all the momentum is on Oregon's side. And Tez Johnson on that punt return, my goodness, when he got that shoulder pad pulled back, and he caught his balance, it was two steps, and he was back to full speed up the sideline.
Do you mean Big Ten Special Teams Player of the Week, Tez Johnson?
That's the one. Mm. That's the one. After that, and this is where I thought that's where the momentum was squarely on Oregon's side. Boise looked like they were starting to feel a little bit of that, of the pressure. The crowd was back into it, and they missed a long field goal. You hold them to a long field goal. Oregon got the ball back, and they were moving, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were moving down the field. And then Patrick Herbert has that fumble, ball gets popped out. And the momentum in what a sudden change does for a defense is crazy. You look at the two longest runs that Ashton Genty had on the night. 31-yarder and then a 70-yarder, his two longest runs. Both of them were on the first play of a drive, and the 70-yarder came immediately after that fumble. Sudden change. And he is so damn good.
He's a legitimate Heisman candidate.
And he's little.
Yeah.
He is a little. I will say he's listed at 5'9". He was not.
5'9", 215, I believe, is what he listed at.
Somebody that is 5'9", in cleats and a helmet.
He's damn near 6 foot tall.
Should be. Yeah, he should be taller than me.
Yeah.
He was not.
Yeah.
He was not. Like, he is small, compact.
He's 5'9 in a helmet.
Dude is chiseled.
Yoked.
His arms and legs are enormous. And he's probably like, yeah, if he's like 5'7, 205, cram 205 pounds into somebody 5'7, and it's what you get with Ashton Genty.
Little Maurice Jones-Drew.
He is
a little bowling ball.
So explosive,
He doesn't go down on first hits.
No, he doesn't. But right there, the momentum that you had, it was like, oh, okay, but the offense is playing well. Then you have the miss snap. And it's just like every little thing that they are doing, it's all correctable, right? Whether it is the that snap where Dillon Gabriel, I don't know how he caught it, but he bounces off his pads, he gets it, he picks up the first down, and then gets the ball popped out. Good play by Boise, too. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, that was a good, very good play by Boise to get that ball out. All of these things are correctable, but the way that it was against Idaho was different than the way it was against Boise State. And that's where the concern, and that's where people are starting to mash the panic button with the Oregon Ducks. I will say, and I know Coach Lanning didn't really want to get into it, but the shuffling of the offensive line.
Even if you're sorting out some of the O-line rotation, Dan, as you mentioned, are four different lineups and 11 changes and 57 plays too much? Was that by design? And does this uncertainty give you pause or raise questions about in the offseason, about the spring, about mixing and matching personnel as much as you guys did?
Well, I think if you're mixing and matching today, that's probably a good reason to make sure you mix and match in the spring. But, I mean, how long did it take you to do all that math? Just keep tracking. Good. I'm glad you figured it out. We're going to figure out who the best is. Keep working it.
And they did find success with the matchups on the offensive line. I thought they went Connerly at left tackle, Strother at left guard, Poncho moved over to center, Marcus Harper to right guard, and Johnny Cornelius. They ran for 93 yards in the second half.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And that was, with that group, they were very effective. And if that is going to be the rotation that we see moving forward, I mean, that group didn't get a whole lot of snaps together in the first half. They went to that in the second half, and they did find more success running the ball. And then also in the pass protection, it did get cleaned up a heck of a lot more because of the fact that you didn't have any sacks in that first half or second half. But I think that you go down to it and you go, 2-0 is better than being 1-1 or, God forbid, 0-2 at this point. We saw how many teams slipped up. You were talking about them earlier, Notre Dame.
The number of teams that slipped up, not just in the top 25, but like the general like top 40 in college football, it was all over the place.
Yeah.
And it was – the cream of the crop is very thin this year.
Yep.
And basically teams – I think the two best teams in the country right now, and we'll talk about these teams later, probably Ohio State and Texas.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty clear right now who the two best teams in the country are right now. Oh, I'm sorry, Georgia.
Georgia. Georgia is a menace.
So three. So yep. Three teams in where you're just like, these three teams are clearly better than everyone else.
Yep.
Then it's the sorting of Oregon, Ole Miss, USC, that Tennessee like that group of teams where you're just like, I don't know, given what week it's going to be, what 4 through 15 looks like.
Yeah.
And I don't, and it's going to take week after week. And I tell you this, look, Oregon winning and figuring stuff out is better than losing, like you're saying.
Yep.
But if they played anybody in the first 5 weeks this season, they would be in trouble.
Yeah.
That's because they've basically got a month to figure this out. You've got Oregon State this week. We've got the Civil War this week.
Well, I mean, you mess around, you're going to lose that game, yeah, just like they almost lost the Boise State game. I mean, it's not like anything is given. Then they have a bye, and then they go to UCLA. I mean, mm-hmm, they do have time to get healthy, get right, and I think that that's something that is going to be a major concern for a lot of people is all right, if when they do get healthy up front, Matt Bedford comes back. And Nishad Strother didn't play at all last, mm-hmm, week against Idaho. Remember, he had a shoulder injury last year that held him out.
The problem becomes, though, if these guys get healthy and these issues are still here. Cause it's
no
not,
doubt about it.
Because it's not just the offensive line.
No. I think when you look at the fumble in the end zone from, mm-hmm, Noah Whittington, where the Big Ten officials, by the way, did not do a very good job of explaining what the reasoning was, because they just said the call of an Oregon touchdown has been confirmed. Well, it was Noah Whittington dropped the ball before he got to the goal line, mm-hmm, and Jaden Lamar, who is his return mate back deep, went stride for stride with him leading the way blocking, and he was there just to pick it up. Like, the ruling was Noah Whittington fumbled, Lamar scored the touchdown. Mm-hmm. It was considered a 0 yard return by Jaden Lamar for a touchdown. Don't know if I've ever seen that before.
That's interesting. Okay.
Don't know if we'll ever see it again. But he dropped the ball before he crossed the goal line. Mm-hmm. It's little things that are biting them that are very uncharacteristic, yeah, and things that we haven't seen before. And that overwhelms the fact that Gabriel was efficient again. Mm-hmm. He threw the ball downfield and pushed the ball downfield. He got a deep ball to Evan Stewart. He got a deep ball to Trayshawn Holden.
And he did run. Now, his total yards for the game was negative because he got sacked 4 times. But he did tuck the ball and go a couple, yeah, times, which I was like, okay. But we saw the difference between the talent level between Idaho and Boise State is very real. And if Boise, yep, State had a quarterback, look, Madsen made a couple plays. But if they had the ability to push the ball at any given time in that game, Boise State wins that game.
Well, I think Oregon's defense played really well. Sped the back end in Brandon Johnson, who he had the interception week one against, mm-hmm, Idaho. He had a couple tackles for loss in this game where your nickel is coming up and he's playing at and behind the line of scrimmage, but also making plays down the field in the pass game. Kobe Savage had a couple, had a good breakup. Jabbar Muhammad on an out route where I thought Madsen threw a really good ball, mm-hmm, and Muhammad came over the top. They tried to isolate two different linebackers on the outside with Ashton Jeanty, who's a really good receiving running back. That's where he's going to really make his hay in the NFL, is that he's not just a runner. He's a receiver, too. Mm-hmm. The smoke screen that they tried to throw to him and Bryce Betcher went and blew it up,
yep,
that was an incredible play because they said, we're going to put Jeanty on the numbers against a linebacker, and he has one guy to beat, and nobody else will touch him. Betcher came up, made a play. I thought the linebackers have played really well. And then the other one was they put Devin Jackson on him. And Devin Jackson, a linebacker, went stride for stride with him down the sideline. And they tried to throw a deep ball to Jeanty on the next time they went down that way. And Madsen, I thought, threw a good ball on that, too.
There were 12, again, to give Oregon credit, there were 12 pass deflections.
They
had some disruption. There's no doubt about it.
They were really stinking good of getting a hand on the ball and breaking it up. But
are you worried, though, about the lack of pass rush?
Boise's worried about Maddox Madsen. Because there were fans that were criticizing his efficiency last week against, mm-hmm, or 2 weeks ago against Georgia Southern. The lack of pass rush, not against a team like Boise, but because you're not worried. It is Maddox Madsen beat us. We need to worry about where number 2 and number 26. Sire Gaines is a really good running back, too.
He's a spicy little meatball.
Yeah, they got two running backs there that are pretty dang good. So
where did he transfer from?
I have no idea, but I'm not worried about the pass rush necessarily because of stylistically what Boise State does, but he dropped back 40 times in that game and you made him uncomfortable. It's not getting him down in sacks necessarily, but it is the fact that you're making him uncomfortable. And I think that they've done a good job defensively in that regard, through to this point. And their offense, look, reality is their offense has put them in some pretty bad situations with, you know, those two fumbles and short fields and whatnot.
Vancouver Ford text line. God, it just disappeared on me. Oh, there it is. When are we going to stop calling a loss of Boise State a slip up? Oregon did have some mistakes, but Boise State is legit with a Heisman candidate running back. You were the number three team in the country coming into the season.
Well,
expectations are okay. Vastly. I do
and
not
And they haven't
care.
Been hiding behind those expectations either.
And that's the thing. It's like, this isn't expectations. This was supposed of what to be a title team.
Yeah. And look, they've been winning with talent. Full stop. They've, the first 2 weeks, that's
it
what
is,
they've
it
done.
It is not execution that is doing them wonders.
And that is the thing where you go, you look at it and you go, what is the fatal flaw right now? It's been protection, right? And you can clean that up.
But it's
got
to
happen soon.
Idaho and Boise State. Yeah.
Well, Idaho went up with a backup quarterback and beat Wyoming.
Again, Wyoming.
Expectations.
Wyoming is not the number 13
you should
in the
not,
country.
You should not be sitting there going, yeah. And this is the thing, is that Oregon has got to clean up all of the stuff that's just snake-bitten them in the first 2 weeks.
It's not out of the realm of possibility that Oregon State can win this game.
No.
No.
Like, no.
If you're an Oregon fan, you should be, at bare minimum, mildly worried.
Yeah.
Mildly worried.
And that is the test for Dan Lanning and his staff moving forward, is cleaning up the little things that have become big things, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the little things have become big issues for this team. But where the expectations were, and what we have seen through the first 2 weeks, Lanning says it. Like, it's not up to our standard. And it's not up to, and that's their internal standard. It's not up to their internal standard. It's not up to the external standards either. Because there is this feeling that they should have run away with those first two games. There is this feeling that they should run away with the game against Oregon State, which... And you think about this with Vegas, they're still thinking like this is a 2-score game against Oregon State. What we've seen through the first 2 weeks doesn't measure up to that. And Vegas isn't in the game of we're going to lose a lot of money by making this a 2-score spread here, right? They are in the business of making money on these things. And what they are seeing is, all right, they have talent. Are the things that are biting them correctable? I think they are, but we need to see the improvement from week two up to week three. Man, it didn't give people a lot of great feelings heading out of that one.
I would say that I believe the game when the season schedule was announced, Oregon State was a 20-point line. I think it was 20.5. It's 16.5 now. And it's actually giving the Beavers, according to ESPN's analytics model, the Beavs have a 32% chance of winning.
Yeah.
That's not an insignificant number.
No. 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 And look, Oregon State's offense
is simple and rudimentary, but
not very good. But Oregon needs to clean up their mistakes on the offensive end, because if you give a team a short field, if you have the breakdowns,
unforced turnovers,
then that is going to be something that rivalry games especially. And look, you know, the Oregon State's looking forward to this one.
Oh, that place
not
is
only is it
a
zoo. Not only is it a rivalry, there's a lot of Oregon State fans though that are on this, I'm not going to that game,
oh,
we shouldn't
yeah,
even be
true.
Playing it anymore, which is a weird take, because the people that are going to be there are going to be loud and they're going to be angry.
And I mean, and if you get it, the get back here is legendary.
Yeah.
Oh, you left? You know what I mean? Like that it could be very real.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.